Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 35. Jacob and Chris are MIA today. Kathy's down here.
Hi.
And she took over the Jacob role of saying three words.
You did a fine bit. Good job of that, Kathy.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not an important role. Jacob comes in when it's important.
Well, we wouldn't have got around bear fishing
when it was important.
Bear fishing?
That's what I'm saying.
Bear
yeah.
fishing is a key point.
I'm
to
saying
this
I'm
episode.
Not saying it. Were you even fucking listening? I said it's an important role to have.
I appreciate your wife.
And Jacob comes in. I appreciate my wife.
Now you're backtracking. Stop backtracking.
Fucking hate you.
Why?
I hate you. I love you, beautiful. You're fantastic.
He's talking to me.
Yeah, we know. We all know. We all know.
Okay. All right, fuck you. Yeah. You're cool. Except you like Seahawks. Fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah, game on.
Yeah, how about that? Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Yeah,
it was kind of hard.
Turn that towards you. Turn yours towards you. Let's see.
Wow, someone's grumpy today.
Yeah, it's understandable, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to say no just to give you crap, but can't do that.
He's had a rough day today.
I know.
A rough day.
I had
a rough
day.
Sat around the house watching football.
I did dishes.
That's rough.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That was hard.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, you could
have.
All
20 minutes of them.
You know, broke a nail doing the dishes.
Could have.
Or
under that soapy
hand-washed
water?
The dishes and not have a dishwasher.
How's your hands anyway?
My hands are fucking cuts a lot. I did hand wash dishes. I didn't hand wash all the dishes. Some were the fucking dishwasher.
Yes, pre-soak and clean.
Yeah,
prep them.
Yeah. No, I actually washed. Yeah, I did pre-soak.
Do you wash or do you wash?
Wax on.
No wax off. Because the wax off does the dishwasher.
Wax off. Yeah. I let the dishwasher wax it off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How are you, fellas?
Good. We're good. I'm fantastic.
I bet you are. Yeah.
Look at my garb. Yeah.
Oh, well,
beautiful.
Yeah. Bird crap on you. But,
hey, fucking no. Seahawks.
Beautiful.
All that bird crap.
10-9, baby. 10-9.
I did see after the Seahawks beat the Cardinals last week, you know that Macklemore commercial where he's like, that's Russell Wilson's smoothie. Get that smoothie, big baby. Hey, that's Russell Wilson's bird. Someone had taken the Cardinals logo. Said, that's Russell Wilson's bird.
That's right. That is right. That's awesome.
What was in it for the Cardinals to win? They were already getting a bye week. They were already. Yeah. What are you dropping over there?
I don't get
a kitty.
No,
a kitty.
Oh,
meow.
So they were already getting a bye week. There was nothing in it except injuries. If they really tried super hard.
Yeah.
If I were the Cardinals, I would have just skated that game too. Like, it's not like their undefeated Dolphins season or undefeated Pat season.
No, I think you're trying to defend that your Vikings lost.
No. I'm strictly going off the Cards game. I'm disappointed in the Vikings game. And then
I think that's coming over
why
into
not
your rest of
Blair Walsh bullshit.
Like, the Spurs do it all season, every end of the season.
You know, we're talking about football, right?
Yeah, but same, it's a sport.
Sport ball.
They still rest
sports
the
games.
Sports games ball.
So when playoffs comes, they dominate.
Yeah. But wouldn't you rest up your team instead of, put them up?
That's why Lynch didn't play. Mm-hmm. That or he's a big baby.
No, and...
You said upstairs he was a big baby.
He's a child. He's not a baby. He's a child.
Okay, grand man.
First of all, did you want to have surgery and go play out 4-degree weather? -4-degree weather?
That's not my fucking job.
No.
But I wouldn't want to do it even if I got paid $12 million.
Then don't fucking practice. Let your boy, what,
he probably
Mitchell?
Had...
He took all the fucking practice time this week. And he's like, yeah, he did. They said on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
He took all
so
the practice time.
He was running around everyone.
That's the NFL.
Media.
The guys who get paid
money
to do this.
To research and film and interview. And
Marshawn Lynch took all the practice and he's like, I'm not going.
Not getting on the plane. I think it's fair.
Like, I'm glad he didn't play and shit.
Yeah.
That would have sucked.
Maybe he's afraid of flying.
He's afraid of flying. Yeah. He's in a job where that includes flying all over the place. Like, he's a fucking businessman. He's afraid of flying.
I guarantee there's a player in NFL or NBA.
Oh, probably.
There's probably bunches of them.
Dan Aykroyd doesn't fly. Yeah. He's got his own train car, yeah. And he just hooks it up to trains as they're going through.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I want to... when I win the Powerball next week, we're getting a train car, Caddy. We're just going to hook it onto all the oil trains and probably blow up. But it's going to be a nice train car.
That's probably the worst idea you have ever had.
I have a lot of bad ideas.
Like, if you won a Powerball, that's what you would do, is buy a train?
I'm going to say moose traps would probably be
Oh, have you ever heard of moose traps?
No.
Justin never...
Do I really want to be here right now?
Yes, because this is great.
All right.
Justin and I were fishing.
When were you fucking fishing?
Oh, this was like 5 years ago. Yeah, I haven't gone fishing since the boys were born.
You should probably let that people know. I mean, you can't really tell people in the wintertime, oh, I went fishing. Like, and
I don't know. One of the guys last week at work went fishing, caught a big old trout.
My uncle went skiing.
Jesus.
Yeah. Her uncle goes fucking skiing.
See, I'm like Marshawn Lynch. I don't want to fucking burn the cold, man. That's fucked
up. I might go fishing in this shit, but... So, no, we were fishing out on Williams Lake, and Justin and I notoriously don't catch fish.
I love fishing. I'm the worst.
We'll tell fucking fish stories. When I'm not with Justin...
It's fishing. It's called drinking and then pulling the pole out, and it's great.
Most of these haven't been drinking.
Yeah, no. They've been genuinely fishing.
It's just us
fishing. They just don't catch anything. That's
funny. Yeah. So,
we'll spend hours out there, too, and not...
It's just bullshit. And, like, during this particular fishing trip, the Lonely Islands I'm on a Boat came out.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard it, but Justin was trying to tell me about the song. It's like, yeah, T-Pain was there, and they were, like, they got a free boat trip out of a cereal box, and I'm on a boat. And I'm like, I haven't heard this song. No, you know, I'm on a boat. And it's
basically the whole fucking song.
It's the Like a Boss guys, and I'm like... I maybe had heard Like a Boss once or twice. So, after we argued about I'm on a boat forever, because we had rented a boat, which we could have just fucking gotten
in. Is that the one where we borrowed the boat because we couldn't find anyone?
No. Remember, we put the money in the box.
Yeah.
It was out on Williams Lake. Or not on Williams, but that
maybe
weird...
Maybe he was drinking.
That weird little lake.
I get stories.
Maybe you guys just don't pick the right lake.
Yeah, we go to all these... Janky lakes and Cheney.
Do you guys know
Although,
what kind of like
people catch
bait
fish on Williams all the time?
Yeah. No bait?
No, we either had worms or mallows or something.
Yeah. And I have a big giant hack box with random things.
We'd shit have, like the right jig or the right, you know,
we
apparatus.
Don't do research.
We'd shit for catching trout.
That's why you guys don't catch fish.
Probably.
Yeah.
They just go fishing.
We just experience it.
An experience where you don't catch anything.
But this is a great experience because this experience
we came up with.
We're telling about five years later now.
We're both wearing the little life jackets because they got threats all over to wear life jackets.
You know, you guys don't have to wear the life jackets.
And so we got the little ones that like barely go around our big fat guy necks, and we're both in the middle of the lake wobbling around on the boat.
That's great.
Yeah. And,
Batman little jacket.
And we were talking about moose. And we're like, well, what if this turned into a moose trapping adventure?
Moose trap. This is why I'm not going to be here.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
You do the fucking moose call.
Do the moose call.
I can't really remember a bunch. I remember. Oh.
Well, it sounds like you got it nailed down by
No, first we came up with bear traps.
Yeah, it came up with bear traps.
Okay.
Or no, Bigfoot traps or something. Yeah. Like,
Bigfoot traps.
First you catch the fish, then you use the fish as bait to catch the bear.
The bear.
But
yeah.
Moose eats
bear.
Bear
fishing.
Bear fishing.
Bear fishing.
That's what it was.
If I didn't know that's what you meant,
yeah.
Could have got you to this a lot faster.
Justin started it, and it just kind of rolled into bear fishing.
This is why we hang out. This is,
Bear fishing. You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
I had to hear about bear fishing for months.
For like years.
I kind of feel your pain, because I don't want to hear bear fishing ever again.
So they catch the fish.
So you catch the fish, and then you go fishing for the real game.
Then you go,
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then you fight the bear.
Yeah, with what? A fish?
You
slap it around? Fucking fist like a man.
Yeah. Yeah, you go for it, Mr.
You bring
Grizzly.
That shit into the water. He's out of his element.
Not really, but...
it. Yeah. I'll let Drown you that bear. So.
You should have took that sentence back. I mean, you made a lot of sense until...
I do whatever the fuck I want.
Obviously, because you're a Vikings fan.
So, oddly enough, I watched a video this morning. Kind of...
Was that the guy who got the salmon and then he got in a karate fight with the bear?
No, with the shark. That he casted out in the shark ocean. And then he was, like, skiing, being towed by a shark.
Towed by a shark?
Yeah, wow. The he was, like, movie? Surfing. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like, he was badass until, like, he fell off and then tried riding a wave in and then had to swim for his life.
Because there's a fucking shark in the water. Yeah.
But luckily, like, he knew where it was because of the fishing pole. But
when did you see this?
I think I saw that same Facebook. It was nuts. He's got, like, this huge fish and he dumps it into the bay. There's a bridge right above him.
Yeah.
And then you just see the pole bend, like, under itself.
And he, like, gets lifted up, too.
It's a heavyweight pole. Wow. Like, and there's two of them just...
I gotta see this video. This video sounds amazing. Yeah,
but when we go fishing, there's like...
We get bored.
That's when you let go of the pole, when the pole's like, I'm going.
No,
he's catching this motherfucker. I watched another one today where a guy on a surfboard...
Do you really want to die in the ocean, don't you?
No, God, no. That sounds awful. So this guy, like, throws his surfboard into the ocean. Then he throws this fishing pole with, like, $100 worth of steak on it. And he just chucks the pole out. It gets on his surfboard and casts the steak in. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't watch past that because I have children and they distract every facet of my life. But I did want to see how fast this guy was going to go surfing with a fishing pole and a shark tugging him out into the middle of the ocean.
Actually, I think that's the one I watched because it was cubes, right? It wasn't actual fish. The one I watched. Like, it was like,
yeah, but was the guy on on a surfboard?
Yeah.
Okay, because the one I saw, the guy was on a boat, and he had a tuna or big fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go tuna. Her dad went, chartered a boat on the ocean for his birthday this year. It was only like $130.
What? $130? That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go to the ocean?
I'll book it right now.
Well, I know you will. And we'll just go out to Westport.
Yeah.
It's like 8 hours drive.
Yeah.
Go fishing. All right. We're going fishing.
I have vacation time
too,
so yeah.
Well, I won't have vacation time that time. Because we're going to Florida. The land of weird fish.
The land of weird everything.
Yeah.
It's where, like, little people go to die.
It's
so bad.
She's from Florida.
I was born there.
That's why you left. You want to live. Damn it, you want to live.
Well, her dad got out of the military, too. That helps. Oh. Yeah.
He's Navy boy. He's stationed down.
Oh, how old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
Well, he's like 50 dad? Now.
Yeah, my dad turned 50 this year, or a lot less.
Well, see, maybe he just likes the weather.
My aunt was stationed down there,
weather's
too.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to retract the whole, like, Florida where people want to die, because I feel fucking awful right now.
You worried about our fans?
It's all good.
I have family in Florida.
There are a lot of people that just go down there to hang out.
That's God's waiting room.
It's beautiful, but it's fucking nuts.
Because it's warm.
I don't think my cousin owns a shirt with sleeves on it. Like, he lives down in Jacksonville.
So. Yeah, awesome. I don't
think
all of his pictures.
He was in this insanely good metal band because Richmond, Virginia, and Florida are, like, the birthplaces of metal. Just all good metal comes from there.
Yeah.
And then, like, I mean, the birthplace, really, is in the UK with Sabbath and shit.
Yeah.
But then American metal comes out of Richmond, Virginia, and Florida. Like, Gwar's from Richmond.
That's where UK spawned its baby. And then
just Lamb of God's from Richmond.
Yeah.
You know.
Which Lamb of God's kind of going down a little bit. Like,
I don't know. That last album was really good.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, you should. Just listen to it on Spotify.
Okay.
I think there's like one song I don't like.
Well.
I keep listening to that last Gwar album, though.
Gwar's
good. Oh, it's so good. I listened to it on my way out to work.
I see. Okay.
Have you listened to Gwar since you've been to the show?
No. No, you know why? Because the music's fucking terrible. Okay, but listen to me. Listen, I'm part of this fucking podcast too, alright?
Yeah.
Shit.
Are you?
Some friends don't invite people. And then it's like, oh, are we friends? Yeah, of course we're friends. No. I can speak right now. So.
They called me on Friday to go to Joe's.
Sir, I know I can speak right now.
Well, stop talking. They called me on Friday to go to Joe's.
I didn't.
Chris did. Again, you need to blame him. And they're like, Dylan's here. And I said, oh, Dylan's there. And Kathy said, go to Joe's. And then I fed Atticus and I went to Joe's. It was
you didn't even tell me they called. You're like, I seen Dylan and Pat are at Joe's. I'm like, you want to go to Joe's?
My night agenda for Friday night was literally pick up Chris from from work, go to Doherty's and get food and drink, and then go home. Like, we didn't plan doing anything else.
Yeah, but then Dylan and Pat showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was shocked just to see them when I showed up.
And Pat's cool shit cousin,
John.
Yeah.
Jason.
I knew you weren't going to come up with that fucking name. You were just going to bullshit your way through it.
Johnny. I went down the list of Jays.
All right, keep going.
Yeah.
Joseph. Jose. Justin.
Jose. I like that one especially. That should have been first on your list, you fucking Mexican bastard.
Puerto Mexican.
But no, okay. Guam.
Yeah.
Music sucks. Music sucks. Seriously, like, a cat will fucking kill itself if it listens to it way too much. Yeah, you just lay back and sip your thing, Drew.
I'm letting you fucking talk. You yelled at me.
I know, but you're being a condescending little bitch, and you need to knock it off. Yeah, see? There it is. All right, so anyway, not going to let it get to me. Not gonna let
this
it
is
get
delicious,
to
by the way. Thank
it
you,
is.
Rob.
Yes, you're very welcome. God, you condescending bastard. Music sucks for Guar. Sorry.
You want me?
Yeah. Music sucks for Guar. Their show is entertaining as fuck.
Oh, show's right? Fantastic. Continue.
And I'm sitting in Chris' chair, so it's like, I hate you guys so much right now. So
you have
like
the floor, perfect. Mr. Weber.
Oh. Wow.
I don't know, it's not blushing red.
It's killer fucking red. That's what it is. But no, seriously, like, in all seriousness.
Yeah. No, my music.
Why do you like Guar music? It sounds like a fucking nails on a chalkboard.
Over time and over years, I've come to like it.
Their last three albums are solid as fuck, dude.
Solid shit? Yeah.
No, like, as musicians, they are amazing. You didn't get
Magicians, no. Entertainers, yes.
Musicians, I'm sure they're terrible magicians.
Magicians. I don't know. Magicians,
thank you.
They might have a new act with magic.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fucking cool. Because
they did save the internet and the fucking cats and all that weird shit.
Yeah, and they fought Satan, man.
That is pretty magical.
They fought Mr. Perfect last year, and this year was the internet. Yeah, you missed Mr. Perfect. That was fucking great.
But no, I agree with you. Great entertaining show. I'll probably go again. Like I said, I didn't, but I probably will, because I still have that fucking shirt Justin gave me. So it smells like ass. Great. I haven't washed it.
It's going to smell like ass.
It actually will come out if you
wash it. I don't want to wash it, though. Because it's like
I haven't watched my Seahawks jersey either.
Mine doesn't come out.
You don't need to. You spray paint it all over that
Matt
shit.
Matt, pass
Andy,
it back.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I let Andy borrow it for a week.
Nice.
That's what I get.
Well, you helped.
No?
Justin has a jersey that he lost a bet, so he had to buy a Matt Hasselbeck jersey, and then they destroyed it. And in a Seahawks bar where he worked, because they were a Raiders bar, and then the Seahawks got good, so, you know, the bar bandwagoned onto the Seahawks. Yep. And so Justin walks around in this Matt Hasselbeck jersey that's jacked as shit, and everybody's mad at him.
I love it. The days the Jets are not playing, I will wear that.
I don't know why you guys wear your jersey during the game.
I have one jersey I wear to work, and that's it.
That makes sense. I'd wear a cheap, like, $20 jersey to work.
Yeah, that shit's like grease.
Because
and
they're yeah, you get grease all over your I still have Joe's clothes and the grease isn't
but, like, you know, you have aprons and stuff.
Yeah, I can take mine off when I clean toilets and shit, but, I mean,
I don't get to wear a jersey to work. I have a uniform.
Oh, but see, I also have, like,
well, I mean, you kind of have that, you know, Vikings colors. You got the purple.
Yeah, so. We got the purple. I wear my hat to work. Like, I can't find any of my FedEx beanies. I've got, like, 10 of them.
But you can find your Vikings one.
Oh, I lose this one all the fucking time. I just found this, like, 2 hours ago.
That's awesome.
But I wear this one to work, and then me and the Express guy get into it, and I owe $5 now. Again.
Wait, you bet against again?
Again.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We would have won today. Mm-hmm. Fuck Matt.
Yeah.
Vikings fans, right?
Yeah. Well, and so we got into it. We were at the same place as me and my ground buddy, Val, because we were loading a trailer. Yeah. And he shows up to get his shit. And he's like, "You want to bet again?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I want to bet again." And he's like, "Some people never learn." I was like, "I'm getting my $5 back. That's all." Shut up. And like, I crush this dude every time we talk, man. Like,
you are a pretty good speaker, man.
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm trying to work on it, but
I'm working on it.
Magicians, no, musicians.
Musicians.
Pronunciation is the key to successful.
Don't say that, Mexican. Don't.
Si, senor.
There you go. Or something. Go and use one of three Spanish words you know.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Si, senor.
You all right?
Yeah, but... Bye, Kat.
I'm back.
She's right. Checking on the children because we're being neglectful parents.
You wouldn't want to put that on the cast. It's like,
oh, no. It's not like we're bad parents like the guys in Neighbors.
Yeah.
You ever watch Neighbors?
Where they dressed him up as fucking Walter White. I was just like, that's like the best part.
No, I would dress the kids up as Walter White. I don't give a shit about that. But they just take off. They're so concerned about their fucking baby.
Yeah.
And then... They take off and they do mushrooms and pot all night.
Yeah, the baby's fine. It's
that was a good
door.
Night for them, though.
Yeah, that probably was a very good night for them. But the baby's all by its fucking self, choking on its own vomit, and they don't care.
A monitor.
They go.
I went dark quick. Jesus.
I do that sometimes. All
right, man.
I still feel bad about that intro with Jacob. And him strangling a cat with a pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I recreated it to show Chris, like, I felt something inside me that was not me. Like, it was like, well, there's Satan right there.
I felt bad. Well, and then Jacob's like, I had to put a cat down the next day, and that's all I could think of.
Holy shit. The devil, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, when we were all playing with Joe's last week. Jacob turns to me, he's like, because we were talking about it, and he's like, I had to put a cat down the next day, and all I could think about was you fucking imitating with the pillow, Jim. I'm sorry, Jacob. And then fucking Chris.
He's not really sorry.
No.
I was sorry. If there's anything on this podcast that I'm sorry about, it's that. That was fucked up.
Because he did take technically a life, and then he...
Well, that's his job, though, is to technically take a life.
Yeah.
Maybe not in such a dick move, though.
But he didn't snuff it out.
No, he fucking probably used chemicals.
Yeah.
However he does it. That's why he doesn't talk about work with us, because he's probably A, not allowed, and then B, we did exploit it and turning into cat killer with a fucking pillow.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Just that. We come up with different ways and inhumane ways.
Yeah.
How would you guys kill a cat?
Drown it.
I was trying to go, like, with a good vibe, dude.
Well, back in
drown
the
day.
Drown it. What about smother with a cloud, then? It'd be softer.
Your fucking question was, how would you kill a cat? I was trying to go about it in a good way, guys. Explain the good way. Enlighten
maybe,
us.
Maybe, like,
it's still dying either way, right?
Yeah, but
so
I
then
mean,
it's not a good
it,
way.
Like...
No, I just said the first thing that popped in my head. There's no good way to kill a cat. You shouldn't kill a cat to begin with.
That's a fucking trick question.
You know what's great about the internet? This is very super unregulated. And so when you say you're going to kill a cat by drowning
we're
it...
We're never going to kill a cat.
Yeah. Well, at least two of us aren't. Justin. Okay. Anyways. Nobody's going to fucking come after us with guns or fine us. You know. There was that lawsuit.
You know what? If they did, we'd just run to Oregon into the compound. And I'll be safe there.
And then request snacks.
Request snacks.
Yep.
I'm still working on this right now. And I'm trying to figure out how to play clips over it so you guys can all hear and the computer can hear.
Yeah.
Because I heard the most asinine fucking interview this week.
What was that?
It was the Oregon quote-unquote militiaman / terrorist. Oh, no quotes around terrorists because that's what they are. They took a public building for political purposes with guns. And they're threatening violence.
Jesus.
Fuck those guys.
Whoa.
That's what they did.
And they're asking, like, everyone that's, you know, like them has the same...
Yeah, except they turned away a bunch of people from the Pacific Northwest. They're just fame whore terrorists.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Oh, my God.
Fuck them in the face.
And it's the same guy that had the issue with the cattle.
Yeah, well, no, it's Clive Bundy's son.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, his dad had the issue with the cattle down in Arizona or Nevada.
That's when you can't take my gun.
No, and they had all those militiamen threatening to kill government agents, which is dumb.
And we just look over and like, whatever.
How none of them are in jail or spend jail time is...
Drone strikes are pretty cheap.
Yeah, and really a preferred method of the administration. But, so he was on... I listen to NPR like an old lady all the time. I don't listen to regular radio. And I don't have any CDs since some junkie took them all out of my car. 10 years ago.
Happened three times for me.
Yeah, it's done. Sucks. So you just don't keep CDs in your car, and all the CDs that are in my car are scratched to shit.
Yeah.
Digital's the way of the future. I heard him on a Canadian public radio show. I think it was Ammon Bundy, the big leader of whatever. And every question they'd be like, so, what's your fucking gripe? This is against the Constitution. I know you're from Canada, so you probably don't get freedom up there. And these were like fucking quotes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have to figure this out for the podcast. And Chris wasn't going to be here, and I really wanted to play it for him. Like, you know, like Soviet quotes.
You'd have the most fun with it.
You can get YouTube on this, right?
Yeah, we can get YouTube on that.
That they have.
It was a radio show. It's probably not on YouTube. I will find it.
And then just have the microphone pick
it
up.
Yeah, and have the microphone or plug it into the board or something. Yeah. If Chris can make it the next time, we are playing this. I mean, they'll probably just fucking go home by then and not get charged with shit. He's meeting up with the sheriff right now, and the sheriff's shaking his hand. I'm like, he's...
The fuck?
Right? Yeah. They broke into this fucking building and took it over with guns.
It's like a cabin size, but it's still a government building.
It's a government bird sanctuary, whatever. Fuck these guys.
My Tyson, I like birds.
Is that from the Mike Tyson Mysteries?
Yeah.
And he's got that pigeon voiced by Norm MacDonald, who's fucking great. Norm MacDonald can do no wrong. I know he's got a gambling problem and shit. People need to bankroll his gambling problem, because Norm MacDonald's fucking fantastic.
Like, when I first saw him as the fucking colonel, I was like, oh my god, they're fucking genius. Because everyone was like, Norm MacDonald, the fucking colonel?
No, everybody got up in arms about Daryl Hannah being the colonel. I'm like, Daryl Hannah is one of the best impressions of the 21st century.
Yeah, no, he's so good.
He's fucking fantastic. Yeah. He's got one of the best Clinton impressions ever.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Daryl Hannah, I don't know.
SNL, that's what happened.
Yeah, he was on SNL, and he did fantastic on SNL. And then he's had one or two comedy specials. Warren Michaels
had to fucking destroy careers.
Norm Michaels makes careers, dude.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. How many of these people would you have heard of if Lorne Michaels hadn't put them on SNL in the first place? Pick them up from the Groundlings or Second City.
I understand,
City.
Like, Dana Carvey, Mike Myers, you know, I mean...
Chris Rock, Adam Sandler,
but like
John
nowadays,
Lovitz.
Like, they're terrible. Have you ever watched an SNL?
I don't watch SNL
it's
anymore.
Terrible. It's terrible. So bad.
I used to watch SNL on Comedy Central when they rerun the shit out of it.
Because they were good episodes.
Yeah, they were
fucking... The only good person on there right now is Keenan.
Yeah, but
not
every...
even that. Keenan was like all that back in there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I've heard Lauren talk about this on I think he was on WTF, and he was saying every year since the first cast, everybody comes out with these Saturday Night Dead reviews, like, oh, this is the last year for SNL, and then they come up with something fucking brilliant. Every
Isn't
year.
Isn't it like the 40th year now they're on?
Yeah, they just had their 40th anniversary, and whatever, the show still persists on, and is still launching careers of the comedian. Like, Seth Meyers came from SNL, and has that late night. I don't fucking watch it. I don't watch any of it. But that guy wouldn't have that job without Lorne Michaels picking him up.
I mean, because he was a good writer.
Yeah,
I mean,
Jimmy Fallon.
Terrible.
Worked on SNL.
I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Fallon.
But people are. There's a lot of people who are. Yeah. He worked his way through SNL and got that late night show. And people fucking love it. He's got The Roots, which is one of the coolest fucking backup bands.
Cool band,
Don't say nothing. Yeah.
Roots is like one of my favorite bands of all time. Like my top 10.
Miracle Herman Munster.
That's Jurassic 5. But
I know, I don't care. It makes me think of it. I like Don't Say Nothing, though.
Yeah. The Fire is their best song.
Right.
Do you guys watch late night, period? Like,
no.
No.
I watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Stuff on, like, Facebook.
Like highlights like that.
Like, highlight stuff.
The YouTube in it.
I'm an old man.
Unless they have, like, sing-offs, I don't really care to watch any of them. Like, the Jimmy Fallon Cats in the Cradle one, that's probably my favorite.
I love watching all of the song stuff they do. It's
and
so
the
much
cats
fun.
And the creoles and the
Seriously, I love it.
Like over Christmas.
Have you did his music impressions? Like when he does music? He's really like talented in that end.
Yeah, he plays guitar and shit. Yeah.
I like when they had Adele in. They all played on little kid instruments that he played like back in school. They did an Adele cover. all in like this little tiny room. That's cool. With the Roots and Adele and
The lip scene with Joseph Levitt.
Yeah.
Just Gordon Levitt.
I saw that. Yeah.
Whatever
his
name
is,
No, I fucked up on it too, man. Joseph Levitt. Just Mr. Papa.
I think he has the most boringest movie coming out right now, that Tight Rope Walk.
That was a long time ago.
It's been out for a while.
Is it?
It's probably on video now.
It like just came out.
Nope. It was by Robert Zemeckis, too, the guy who did Back to the Future. It's amazing.
Is it?
It didn't do well. It's because it played its whole fucking thing on just being super high and having the ability to tape from super high. Mm. Imagine if they had done that like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
They would have had to have a camera fucking hanging from a crane above the World Trade Center and shit. Now they just CGI it and they can do that. Yeah. And they can have him walking from 10 feet above.
Maybe impact like during IMAX, like 3D or something, but it was like...
Well, that's what they had, but it didn't last long.
I didn't see it, but everything I heard about that movie is like the whole movie is really riding on that. It looks really cool from high up, like because Gravity looked really cool from high up.
I still haven't actually never seen Gravity.
It's actually it's
way good. We bought it and watched it, and
is it really like a silent film now? Like there's not a lot.
Yeah, for most of it, she's by herself. Like she talks and shit. Yeah, wherever. I think it's upstairs.
Because. Last silent movie I watched was The American with George Clooney.
How was that? I didn't
see that. Really good.
Yeah?
What's it about?
He's like an assassin in Italy or something. And like the girl he starts like seeing, he doesn't actually ever talk to this girl. Like he has like a hit that he has to do, like carry out, but he like moves there for like 7 months in advance.
Yeah.
To kill this president.
Why wouldn't you?
To seem more natural and
yeah.
It's a weird nice, but it's just kind of weird.
That was a movie review with Justin.
Yeah.
This is kind of weird. I didn't tell you anything about it.
No. No, this is very suspenseful. And it's just...
Have you guys seen Shaun the Sheep?
Mm-mm.
No.
Watched it twice this morning. Before the game and after. It was... I don't know why I like this movie so fucking much, but one key thing. When they're in the dog pound, they have a cat who's in the dog pound. He has a cone around his head, and there's a glass wall, or a glass, like, you know, glass casing, and he goes like this, like Hannibal Lecter, and I'm like, that movie's the shit. That movie is the shit. It's a Hannibal Lecter cat in a fucking pound. How cool is this shit? Serious. Shaun the Sheep has no dialogue. None.
Yeah. It's
beautiful music. It's beautiful animation. It's animation.
UK
like,
claymation or is it
claymation.
Like claymation. Yeah.
It's kind of like that Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
Amazing story. Amazing like
sweet inventor like Wallace, man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, come out of my ceiling and just slide into my pants, and then bacon and eggs are cooking for me.
Right.
My house is gonna burn down.
The creativity in this movie, dude, for like sheeps and just things in general. Like,
what is the portal of sheep?
The portal of sheep?
Plural. Sheep.
Like more than. Is it sheeps? Sheep eye?
That's a good question.
Sheeps.
Sorry,
but I mean,
it,
I think
it
sheeps,
mean to come it, to
it
a
is,
grinding
it
hole.
Is red box. Like, seriously, red box instant. It's so good. It's
I want to see Cooties. I think that's the movie I want to see the most.
That's right. And I did rent, Hitch, or the zombie apocalypse, Boy Scouts. Yeah. 10 minutes in,
yeah.
Click.
You didn't like it?
Terrible.
I didn't see it.
Terrible.
It's funny. It's
such
like a B-class
movie. 10 minutes,
that's probably why I didn't like it, because it was too real of a B-class movie. It was just like,
that's like a Bruce Campbell movie.
You don't like B-movies?
I told you I don't like Army of Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
Bubble Hotep.
What?
Bubble Hotep?
Actually,
Bubble
Hotep's
fucking great.
I like Bubble Hotep.
Okay.
Elvis comes back, or no?
Yeah, that's
and
yeah,
I did watch the first episode of Evil Dead.
It's fucking fantastic, right?
I have to agree. Two episodes behind now.
I've only seen the first fucking episode.
No, that's what they did. They did. Like you see it, and you're like,
send you guys
links for free
that you can watch it. But I can only watch it on my phone or a computer.
Well, I've got a computer. I've got a computer hooked up to this TV right here. I can watch it there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time I've hooked my computer up to a TV to watch something stupid.
Yeah, that's how I watch pirate a lot of things. So.
I don't steal things off the internet. Have I ever stolen things off the internet?
It's so good. Yeah. It gets so much better too.
Really? Does it?
Yes.
I can't.
Because he's in full Bruce Campbell force.
It gets so much better. Like, more cliche. Like, better.
Then that's more I'm going to hate it then.
Yeah.
Fuck.
God damn it. Just for the diner scene alone inside the movie.
Stop.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin it like Chris did for fucking Jacob.
I don't want to spoil, so.
Oh, just Star Wars. Did you see that Lando Calrissian is going to be in the
episode 8? Yes.
Imagine how he's going to feel when he, spoiler the fuck out of this, when he finds out that,
it's been a while.
Finn's not his kid, no.
Yeah, Finn's not his kid. Super duper spoiler. Just like, hold your ears for 10 seconds.
More than that.
Because
we do like to go on tangents.
Okay, well, we can't fucking talk too much about Star Wars because I talked to Chris on Friday and he really wants to talk about Star Wars.
Yeah.
He deserves to be not here when he ruined it for Jacob. Seriously, yeah, but he ruined it for Jacob.
I warned him, like, it's like, stop saying things.
Yeah, to knock it off.
Right?
Yeah.
But.
Jerk.
Imagine how Lando's going to feel when he finds out Han's dead. You might cry again.
He's a little apeshit like Chewie did. So.
I went to go see it the third time last night. Cried again. I can't.
Of course you did. It's seriously the saddest fucking point in the movie.
Oh, yeah, no. You know what's going to happen.
When Han's like, does that to his face. I'm like,
and then Chewie goes apeshit.
Yes.
Did you see that, like, cartoon thing with Chewie and Ben
on Facebook? Yeah, one of them sent it to us. It was in the text message today.
I don't look at that shit.
Yeah. So there's like, we know there's like little Ben and Chewie, and
it's
then
recorded.
Chewie and Ben kind of, you know, grow up together because of course Han and Chewie.
Yeah,
and like then of course uncle. You know, so then you see Ben leave, and then they come to that scene.
Yeah,
with him
and the stabby, and then
stabby and Ben, and then you just see Chewie get really sad,
and then he aims for the head, and then the gut,
and then he just can't do it.
And it shoots him in the gut.
Yeah,
right on. I should have looked at that. Sorry.
Yeah. See.
This is why you need to be for fucking...
Well, if someone could invite me to some place, maybe I could take our friendship fucking seriously. Go Vikings!
Sorry.
God, it felt
it's
good.
It's not gonna fucking work,
God,
though.
It felt really good.
I'll just stop inviting you to everything.
Yeah, we're not doing a podcast today. What episode are we on? Like, 52?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That would suck.
Robert threw a fit last time I didn't invite him. So I'm not inviting him to fucking anything. I can be petty.
But we only have to wait like 315 or 16 days until Rogue One.
That's all right.
Too bad.
That one photo that they showed us. That one photo that showed. I'm very cool with it. I'm so stoked.
Rogue One. I'm excited for it.
That one photo they have. It's like just the cast of Rogue One.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's nice. It's a good. It's a boner in two.
And every year we get a new Star Wars movie.
So great.
So great.
So,
it's a different one too.
So good to be a nerd right now.
Quick question. When are the fucking two of you going to be able to be on a podcast together anymore?
As soon as we fucking hire another fucking person.
Oh.
Like, we have no one actually coming.
People,
so if you're listening to this, you want a job, come to Flaming Joe's. Probably
hire you. Next week.
Probably won't have anyone coming in to fly by then.
Because the two of you need to be off on a Sunday sometime.
Yeah.
Again, I know football's ending.
Yeah, but even then, we still only have two other people to work.
That's dumb.
I mean, I was already at overtime like last night. Like, all today was just overtime.
This is why I don't like the restaurant business, is because the three of us haven't been able to hang out in years.
Mm-hmm.
We finally fucking figure something out, and then there's nobody to work
on. Wait, the three of us?
Me, Chris, and Justin.
Yeah.
See, I'm not even part of this organization.
This wasn't your fucking story, was it? Chris and Justin and I, four fucking years, have been trying to hang out.
Well, I see how it is.
Outside of work. No, because we all work together.
I see how it is, man.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, we sat next to each other like, ninth grade. Remember Mr. Allen's class? Yeah. Like,
no, we're in Miss Allen's class. If you don't even know the fucking class, don't try to guilt him.
Mr. Haverman.
What period did you have, Mr.
First. Me and you did. We had the Papa Roach fucking hat with the same fucking spikes and everything.
And then we had fourth period together.
Yeah, Mrs. Lavin. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I remember that hat. Yeah. I don't remember you had
that. That's because the dog chewed.
Did you have a spike hat?
I did.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. Catch on to the fucking conversation.
Oh, I guess the rocket ship.
Why are you throwing things in my
it
house?
It needed to go blast for some fucking reason.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Anyway. That's why people hate us. Or why people love us. It could go either way.
Yeah.
No, Chris and Jess and I have been trying to, like,
be fucking friends outside of work, and but always 7 days a week, one of us is always working a shift. And then we finally figured it out with the podcast, and we invited you in, and you have made an excellent addition to the podcast. Yeah. But instead of just letting me get to that point, you had to be a fucking child beforehand.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I don't ask
you're going to get to that point.
I was going to get to that point.
I'm going to save it for after this.
Okay.
All right.
Now, we have the podcast on Sundays, and we're working around football, and every now and then we'd all get together, boom, and now you guys are working all the fucking time, and you got to stop. Just the one day.
Yeah. I don't want to work Sundays. I fucking don't want to work.
Make the servers work in the kitchen. Yeah, who they pull you two out all the damn time.
There's going to be two new additions anyway. We're letting two people. So.
Out front? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys were telling me about that.
Yeah.
Well, you told me about one.
Yeah, after one, last night, there's going to be another one. So.
Is it someone who went to the movies with us and fell asleep?
No. That one already works at Rock City. She already left.
She didn't fall asleep.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's still there.
Rob's not going to get
he's
fired.
Still there. Did you see the mean mug he gave me last week?
No.
Oh, dude, you missed it.
When we were all at Joe's after the podcast last week,
okay.
And we had just been talking about Rob and how he fell asleep at the fucking movie, and then they have been fucking hammering him with
good.
It. So he came
we
out
still
of the,
continue to talk about
he
it.
He came out of the side about. Door, and I was like, hey, Rob, how was Star Wars? And ice. Came out of his eyes and shot towards
that's
me.
That's when he went back in.
Yeah,
I saw that.
On Friday night, like when Pat and John and you, like, just like...
That's because I told Pat to ask him. And Pat turns... Luke was good... Or, not Luke, the other one. Dylan was gonna turn around.
Yeah, that gets it.
And then he's got... He's nice. And so he didn't. And Pat's loudmouth and shit. And he'll be the first person to tell you, so he's not gonna be offended by that. Yeah. Turns around... Hey, Rob! Ugh. And he does his pat fucking...
Shuffle.
Swaggle. How was Star Wars? Nice. And Rob was like, whatever, it was fine. I missed it. I was like, you see it yet? No. It made me feel warm inside.
Yeah.
Then you guys yell at him and go back to work.
Yeah. That's I told him to get back to work.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's spending all the time out front.
Yeah.
Talking to servers. Doing what everybody else does. But if he's got time to lean, Justin, he's got time to clean.
Time to lean, yeah. Time to clean.
Chief.
Don't miss that.
Was that Italy. Spag shit?
Yeah,
no, the worst one I still, Chris will say, like, on a daily basis is...
Chris steals shit from the Spag
days
all the time.
Like today make me wish, like, days like tomorrow or days like yesterday. Like, he keeps fucking quoting that every fucking day.
So it makes him sound smart. I mean, he is smart, but then he does these things, like...
He's smart, but he fucking just repeats everything from, like, other sayings and, like, what he hears on podcasts.
He uses it.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. No, it's knowledgeable.
Yeah, what's so wrong with that?
It's like a sponge.
But it's repeated. Like he keeps... Like, the Soto Sopa thing. Like, I get it.
Yeah,
I have an issue with that. He's burning that into the fucking ground like you guys did with Aquaman.
Because it needs
Aquaman.
To be burned into your soul because you are so
I didn't
so
burn bad. Aquaman into the ground.
No, but they
did. I did it for like a week once I found out what it was and I was upset with you for dishing us while you were camping.
You dished?
I didn't dish you guys for camping. No.
Okay. That's where that
one
story
night,
came
one
from.
Night, one I did.
Yeah,
out of
to
the
be
four
Aquaman.
Nights,
yeah.
I'm not going to lay on the fucking ground and get dirty
that
when I have to come back
camping
to work.
Was your
I'd
idea.
I'd rather have a nice comfortable
lay
bed.
On the fucking ground and get dirty.
He brought me out to the campsite.
You know, you're already
and
dirty,
then
Justin.
Drove back into Spokane to be Aquaman.
Yeah.
That's when I laid into it, but I stopped because Andy wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Andy was
it.
Jealous because I wouldn't have a three-way with him and her.
What?
That's why.
What?
No,
Camille?
Like...
Yeah.
No.
Andy and Camille and you. Oh, that.
No, Aquaman.
No, this other girl.
Aquaman.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Aquaman.
Yeah. He was really drunk one night and he proposed this idea, and I'm like, no, this is gross, go
Andy
away.
Andy was drunk?
Yeah.
Andy doesn't drink.
It was on the Halloween night.
Are you sure he wasn't?
A lot of things on Halloween night.
You get into shenanigans that I find out about a year later, and I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, no, this was like 4 years ago.
I'm finding out 4 years later. I thought
yeah,
we were
that was the same night that we had, like, you know, the
don't pull this
300
shit
to 400 people at a house party.
Huh?
The 300 to 450 people at a house party.
300 or 400 feet of people.
You gotta elaborate on this house party, dude.
Damn.
Don't just skip over shit. Carl's all the time. House,
Gabe's brother. He always has this Halloween party every year.
Yeah, we were there for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you seen his house? It's not like about the same size as your place.
Yeah.
But like outside, they had a hot tub. They had a little slip and slide. We had a set up a beer pong.
You've never been to Gabe's house, have you?
No, this was at Carl's house.
Carl's house, yeah.
So. Carl's and got like all these hot girls all over him, but he's super Catholic, and so he's still keeping a vow of celibacy. And they want him more man.
That's so funny.
At time he was. I don't know. Carl is cute though. No, that's fine.
He's a guy,
You get drinky over Carl.
He's a good looking
guy. Carl's a good looking guy.
I haven't seen him yet.
And he rides a motorcycle. Girl.
Wow. Run up.
Like, literally, I'm not joking. There's an orgy room in the basement. There's a Girls Gone Wild.
I've heard of that room.
They dressed up as Girls Gone Wild and actually, legitly, tried doing that the entire night.
Just flashing their kids for the camera?
Yeah. The cops came 3 different times. Jesus. Never got broken up. The entire block was in on the party. Like, everyone was invited. Like, everyone was having a good time. No fights, no arguments, no nothing. Just
that really noise happens, man.
Cosmos is a good time for a party.
Yeah. Sounds like I should have been and brought my old school stuff in.
It was a good time. But every year, it's like the same thing. And it's a good time. It's a good experience.
Right on. And that's
Why was I telling that story?
I don't know. You did.
Huh?
Something you did at Carl's house.
The three-way? Oh, yeah, the three-way.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Andy.
Andy was really drunk and high.
I can't imagine how that would go.
Like, he walked around, into the room or something, and I'm, making out with such and such.
No, you weren't.
Girl, and...
Yeah, he was hanging out on the wall.
With a glory hole.
Yeah. And then,
it's a fucking sausage!
This is the birth of Aquaman, because I was doing that, and he's like... it's like Aquaman. So apparently, in his mind...
It smelled
It smelled like fish.
Tuna.
Fishy. So...
And he had been making fun of you for weeks before that, too, man. About you hooking up with her.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm only disappointed in you because she's by far one of the dumbest people I've ever met. And I believe in you, Justin, and I think your dry spell could have ended. It would have been a little longer.
Well, it wasn't even a dry spell. It was just convenience.
Sure.
Hmm? Yeah. Convenience. How long has you've been without sex?
Maybe a year,
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jarrell?
About a year.
Mm-hmm. Even though your wife's standing right there?
Yeah, because she's the only person I've done it with, and so sometimes we don't.
So then, a month, maybe, 2 weeks,
Longer than a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it was after the boys were born.
Yeah,
because she was tore up, dude.
Damn,
with the cut and shit.
Yeah.
God damn. So, I can see so much jerking. Jesus. Your arm fucker be home, bitch.
Probably.
Yeah. What about yourself?
Probably 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
I preferred my aunt other than all these other hoes. I was no diseases. Thank you.
No. I'm not a fool. You rap your tool. But come on now.
I like that saying.
So, when the doc came in and when he had his whole fucking pull my hair and all that, he was going with this girl, and she told him to pull her hair and, spit on it.
Spit on it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. And he's like, the first thing I did was to call you guys. Because we were all at the SPAC. But then he found out this girl possibly had STDs, and he told us about the STD test. And he's like, they stuck a Q-tip in my pee hole. And then they turn it. Yeah.
Oh!
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the worst thing ever, right? An STD sounds bad.
But a fucking Q-tip? I tried to do a toothpick, and that didn't fucking work. Should I elaborate on that story?
You don't just walk through that. I was pretty much done with the STD test.
Hold on, Q-tips are not pointy. the toothpick is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense to have, like, one, a Q-tip. That would suck because it's thicker, and you would think it would maybe hurt more.
Yeah, but they're taking a swab of your...
It's cotton, so you can just literally, like, stretch out the cotton and just...
Stop, Justin. No.
You're getting a little throw-up-y a little bit?
No, it's just... He's not making any sense again. Well, sometimes you gotta knock that shit down. Yeah.
Whatever. My cotton ideas.
Well, it's not like the worst thing I've ever done. Like,
so, no, why?
Why?
We're going back to the elaborate thing. Yeah. Why did you stick a toothpick in your dog?
Because I could. I was like, if this is gonna hurt, let's try it out. Because, like, I heard something like, when you go to the hospital, they stick a balloon in your fucking pee hole. I'm like,
no, it's because the catheter has a balloon on it.
So that's what I thought. Like, and so I'm like, well, I wonder, would it really, like, do I have, like, nerves in, like, inside my pee hole?
Yeah. Yes, you've got the biggest bundle
of nerves. I figured that out when I fucking put this toothpick in my fucking dick hole. I was like, no! It was bad. It was bad. And then,
sure
to figure out...
You were high? Because that sounds like the...
I wasn't high, and I wasn't even drunk.
At least he didn't try to pierce himself.
I've been around Justin for a lot of dumb shit, and that's probably one of the dumber things. I didn't want to be around that's you right. for that. But...
I learned from it.
Yeah, I've never...
If you didn't learn from it, I'd be a little concerned.
We just got a catheter upstairs. I mean...
I don't want to put a catheter on my pee hole right
but we
now.
We do have a catheter upstairs. It's for the buddies.
I oddly enough know how to hook up a catheter.
The fuck? How do you know how?
Because his grandma's here.
Okay.
Taking care
it's
of her.
It's also not that hard. Yeah.
Pretty simple. When the dudes were, like, pre-born, but they were already out, they both had catheters and the tubes.
They were the tiniest things you've ever seen. I didn't know they made them so small.
Yeah, and the bag for it was just, like, a 2 ounce vial and stuff that hooked on the bed.
That's cute.
Oh, yeah, but far from cute. At the
far
moment.
From cute because your fucking, like, early preemie baby has a catheter sticking out of his door and he's already pissed off at you anyways.
He's like, I wipe my back on the womb, man.
Those two spent the majority of their hospital stay pissed off at us. Like, Jack was having so much trouble with his lungs. They kept getting steroids.
Baby.
And then he'd just be mad at you. Like, he would Hulk out.
Oh, man.
And it's adorable to see this baby just Hulk out to shit. But he would roid rage.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, and he'd just get so mad. It would take so much to calm him down, but his lungs were so shit in the hospital.
Aww.
Yeah, and he couldn't...
And I tried to feed him, and he'd just scream at me.
Yeah, he'd scream at her tit, like,
ah! Like, just yell at him.
Man. Yeah,
premature babies are weird, dude.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I mean, scary.
I bet a little bit.
Well, yeah, they tried to die, like, for him.
Yeah, it's kind of a big thing.
Especially Atticus.
When your boy codes and everybody comes in, and you're watching...
I didn't know that. That is some... Oh,
I am
God.
From here to him.
Yeah.
And they're bagging him.
He did that twice.
That was Jack.
That was Jack. He did that twice.
I'm surprised you guys are still alive. Fucking have a heart attack, like, fucking hardcore. Just done.
I was at work, but she was there,
Yeah, I was there.
And then... Atticus with all his shit.
Kathy got him.
Sorry.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun.
You guys ever tried to stump Siri?
It's not hard.
Stump?
I don't talk to her much.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually ask her about football scores.
That's about it. She's good for that.
That's funny.
So you guys want to end this one and then do another one?
Yeah.
Alright.
Good.
It's a little early, but.
Well, how long are we in? Because, I mean.
52.
The dumbest thing I could probably tell you is about my, something I stuck up my ass.
Wow.
Let's save that for next week's podcast. with that, car.
Car.